Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I am with my beautiful cohort, Nadine Searle. Welcome to the show, Nadine. Can you hear me?
Today, lovely to see you.
Yes.
Yes, I can. Yes, can you hear me?
Awesome to have you here. So we're here to talk about self-realization and the inner child part nine. Can you believe it?
No, nine. Gosh, haven't we talked a lot?
We've talked a lot and we've expanded on the realization of self-realization of the inner child, of how when we are ready to heal those core woundings of where we were in the mother womb, in the womb of the mother, and what your mother was feeling during the time of giving birth to you and how that impacted your life. And then now we're healing all of those wounds and all of that. We're releasing all of those negative imprints and those negative feelings and that trauma of maybe not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy, feeling abandonment, feeling betrayal, feeling separate from source, separate from God, feeling separate from ourself, our inner self, feeling like a victim, and, you know, rewriting the story. And that's what we're here doing with this beautiful conversation. And very soon we will have 11 episodes, and then we're going to be creating some kind of live event to invite all of you into the discussion, because we're going to support you even further in that. And I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of interest, isn't there? There's a lot of people asking questions about, you know, how do we do this for ourselves and everything. I think we've opened up quite a lot of discussion, haven't we? And it is something we can all do, but it's really good to be supported, isn't it, when you're doing this? I know I was, and I'm sure you were, and that's what we do now for other people, isn't it? So it's good to have the support.
And honestly, I can't even tell you, like, right now, how important this work is, because I find, as you and I were dialoguing yesterday about people in our surroundings, certain people in our surroundings, how a lot of people right now are feeling just the extreme overwhelm of all the changes that are going on in the world, with people being sick, with people dying, with job losses, with all kinds of changes, everybody that everybody's facing, that the number one important thing that you can do is to have a really strong support system, to have, you know, maybe your coach, your friend, people that you can rely on to feel supported by at this time in our evolution.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And there's such a, you know, there's a lot of groups and things we can join. There's a lots of people we can chat to. You know, there's a lot out there for us, isn't there? And I think that's wonderful, because, like you say, there is a need. But there is, if we look, you know, we can find the right groups, the right people to support us, the right places to join in with, and we can get what we need, can't we?
So you said just the word. You said, and we can get what we need.
Yes.
So the whole point is to, you know, when possibly when we were in the mother womb, all the different feelings that your mother was feeling at the time. And then when you were growing up, maybe you didn't get your needs met.
Yeah.
Maybe if you were like me, you emotionally did not get your needs met. And then we we grow up and we become responsible adults to where now we learn how to communicate what our needs are. First, we have to be able to identify what they are, like being able to, you know, tap in to that inner question, that inner self, that where you question yourself is what do you need right now?
Yeah, exactly. What do I say that way? I say, what do I need? What does little Nadine need? That's, as you know, that's my tuning in, isn't it? To go, what do I need? And it wasn't easy to start with, to actually look. Well, there's so many people I talk to, and they, if I ask them, what do you want? What do you need? They can't answer. So it's something, again, we can have the support, and we can learn how to really tune into that and start to recognize our needs. And then we start to get them met. But it's recognizing them first, isn't it? That people do struggle with, I think.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like I wrote this on my newsletter this week, where I'm inviting you, the person that's listening to this, to ask yourself these inner questions right now. I mean, this is the perfect time to do that. And that is, do you consciously check in with yourself in how you're feeling? Mm-hmm. So, you know, asking yourself that question, do you consciously do that? And then do you allow yourself the time and the space to ask these inner questions of yourself? Or are you so busy that you're, you know, running around and feeling overwhelmed by all the things, but what you really need is that space and that time to connect with your inner self so that you can identify what your needs are? What is it that you really need right now? The self-realized being, the self-realized inner being that is asking those questions. What is it that you really need? What is it that you really want? And then, you know, finding out, is, are your needs being met? Because if your needs are not being met, then you're walking around emitting that frequency and and actually having that expectation that people aren't listening to you. People aren't listening to you. You're not getting your needs met. You might even have the feeling that, because I also asked this question, do you feel that life supports you? Do you feel that you are supported in your life and that the universe has your back, that source has your back, that God has your back, whatever the your spiritual understanding of God is? Do you feel that? And if you answer back by saying, I don't feel supported, if you answer that back when asking that question, then there's a disconnect. And that disconnect is there so that you can release those feelings of not feeling supported, not feeling loved, not having your needs met. And then you can heal that, release that, those feelings, and then come back to, okay, once those feelings are released, but there's a process to it, right? Because you have to be able to voice this out and talk it out, whether you know, doing journaling, or you find a person that is a good listener. And sometimes, you know, it's not a person that has to. I did a podcast yesterday with Trish and Diane. On the Shift podcast, and we talk about this particular thing because it's up right now, big time, all over the place.
It is,
You know, and it goes to show you how you and I are right on the pulse of this very important topic, and that is that, you know, you teach the people in your life how they treat you. You teach people in your life how they treat you, and also you teach them how to hold space for you. So a person, and this is something that I've done personally in my life when I was doing this deep inner work back then, where I was teaching the person that was a masculine presence in my life, that I was showing them how to hold space for me. And basically, because the masculine energy is always the person that wants to fix something or feel like they have to come up with a solution, right?
Yeah.
And so basically it was, I made the statement, listen, you don't have to fix anything here that I'm about to share with you, because I'm about to share with you, I am enraged right now. Mm-hmm. I'm totally in my fire right now. You're here present with me. And so could you hold the space for me while I go through this rant and let everything out? You don't have to solve my problems. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to do anything. Just listen to me.
Yeah.
And that was such a powerful gift that I gave to the person that was my witness. And, you know, they were totally let off the hook because they didn't have to give anything other than be present.
Mm. Perfect. Perfect. And that just shows how in tune you are with your needs and what you want, because you can actually step back for a moment and actually say, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I need you to do or not to do. And then do what you need, get your needs. So you've done that perfectly. But I do find for a lot of people, myself included, it's quite hard to get to that point, isn't it? To actually be ready. I mean, I'm quite good at venting. I'm quite good at ranting, letting my rage out. But I've had to learn how to actually, before I do that, make sure that who's present with me actually knows what to do. Like you've just explained, you know, you actually set it up so that you prepare that. Because everybody that I know that cares about me, and I'm sure it's the same with everyone, they just want to make things better. So if I'm hurting, if I'm raging, if I'm upset, then all they want to do is make that better. And they will do that any way that they know how. But that isn't always what I need. It isn't, you know, when it's the classic, isn't it? When you cry, how many people say, oh, don't cry. That isn't what we need, is it? Actually, I want someone to say, cry more. You know, so it's the classic, isn't it? We need to train people, don't we? We need to do that.
Yeah, we need to teach people how to hold space for us, how to love us, how to get our needs met. Because this is what we're talking about here. You know, are you getting your needs met? And here's the thing, I've noticed this also, Nadine, and that is that just in the last few days, even the people that are close to me, they don't know how to ask for help.
No, you're right.
Okay, they don't know how to ask for help. Basically, they have all the tools, they have all the resources, they have everything around them, they have access to the people, but they don't feel like they can ask for help. Yeah. You know, and ask for what it is that they need. So I think this is the what I would love for our audience to do is I would love for you to take out a piece of paper and a pen and write down who it is that you can actually go to that will listen to you. Mm. You know, who is a person that you trust and that you can be safe with and that will listen to you. There is that. And write down a few names, because what you're doing is you're building your inner circle and you're putting those resources front and center that you know when you are overwhelmed or when you are at a place where you need somebody to listen to, that you can make that phone call, not because you need that person, but because it's a resource for you and because you know how to get your needs met and you need, sometimes we just need somebody to listen to us.
Yeah.
So I would like the audience to do that. The second thing I would like the audience to do is ask yourself this question. Are you good or are you in the knowing of how to ask for help? Are you good at it? Are you in the knowing how to ask for help or are you not good at it? And make that distinction right now so that you can see it yourself. We're talking about self-realization and the inner child.
Yeah.
It's the self-realized being that, oh, I realize I'm not good at this. And I realize this is, and what is, where does that stem from? It stems from us being, you know, because we can, and we've taken on all the burdens and we've done all the things because we can, that, that's not something that we continuously have to do just because we can.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to bring in more softness. And this is where I come in, because I'm big. I'm a very strong, confident, empowered woman. And at the same time, I want to bring in that softness so that I can communicate that softness to you and that I can communicate that presence to you, that it is okay to ask for what you need. And by asking for what you need, that doesn't make you weak.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a very...
That makes you
badass. Asking for help sometimes. I think that might be the reason that a lot of people aren't very good at it, because they don't see it as something that they can be proud of. They quite often go, oh, it is a weakness to have to ask for help. And I think, you know, what you've said there is so key. And I'd just like to add, when people are doing their list, you know, it doesn't have to be people that you listen to that will listen to you. It quite often isn't. You know, we are there for other people. We all are. But on your list, it might not be the people that you're there for that will return the favor, if you like. So look a little bit wider and just see who else there is, because sometimes there's value in talking to someone that maybe doesn't know you so well, and you can get your needs met from them. It doesn't have to be someone that you do it for. And I've learned that, you know, I'm there for certain people, but they're not always there for me. And that is okay. That's just the way it rolls. But there's other people. There's always more. So it's looking a little bit wider when you're writing your list. So it's my little bit of advice I'd add to that.
Yeah, and that's brilliant, because it's true. It's like, you know, because you might have the expectation that your husband, your partner, your boyfriend, your person that is living with you should be the one that's going to have, that's going to be the listener, or that you're going to get your needs met from. Mm. But that he's most likely the person that is the triggerer, where there's a disconnect and then you feel triggered. And so that's not going to be the person, but you can go to your sister, to your coach, to your friend, to your group, and where you can speak and where there is presence and where you can be heard, where someone, and this is a key piece for the people that are listeners. And that is something that I've developed in my own life as a superpower, is that, and this is my theme for 2021, is to be a better listener. And people say to me, they go, wow, why did you choose that as a theme? You already listen really good. I wanted to go deeper. I wanted to go deeper. And now it has become even, you know, a deeper strength, power, superpower, because when I'm with people now on a sensory level, I can tune in and sense what it is that they need before they even realize what they need.
Yeah, that's the intuition, isn't it, coming in? Because it is that, it's not just the hearing, it's not just listening with your ears, it's listening with your heart and soul, isn't it? It's actually really tuning in. And it is a skill to be developed and further developed. So it's lovely that you've set yourself that task for this year. And I totally agree. You are a brilliant listener, but we can always go a bit deeper, can't we, and add a bit more to it. So I love that.
Yeah. And you know, I always say this, Nadine, is that, you know, this is the work that I've done to fall deeply in love with the person who I am. Yeah. The self-love, you know, has been a deep, deep practice of mine. And I have learned in my life that I've gone from the place of self-hate and suicide and drug abuse and sexual abuse to a place of adoration and love and honoring for myself. And I demand that in all of my relationships with the people that I relate with, that those are the boundaries, that this being here is going to be honored and respected, not because I'm standing there with my hands on my hips, demanding it, but energetically it is the space, because that's what I live and practice in my life. You know, this self-realized, enlightened, awakened being that knows who I am. And by me giving this to myself, because I say that a person cannot give you something that they haven't first given themselves. And I've learned that.
Yeah. So, so true. It's so true, isn't it? We can demand all we like of someone else to give us what we need, but we give it to ourselves first. And in that way, we're leading by example, aren't we? We're actually showing people, well, you know, you're doing it. This is how I love me. So this is how I want you to love me. Right, it's easy, isn't it? It's easy.
It's easy. It's modeling. Yeah. It's way showing. You've heard me say that word before.
Exactly. I love that. I mean, I say it's easy. When we get there, it's easy, but it's easy for other people once you can lead the way, like you say, when you're a way shower. Then you make your relationships, you make the world around you a lot easier for everyone else. So you are, like you said at the beginning, giving that gift to other people to make it easier for them to give you what you need. So that's the joy, isn't it? And that's the gift.
That is. And, you know, right now there's so much trauma all around us with death and decay and just all kinds of people having been sick and so many challenges that is all around, that having your inner center, your inner love, feeling loved and nurtured by yourself. And then you've got your inner circle, the people that you go to that listen to you. Mm-hmm. And that support you and that honor you in your awakening, in your evolution, in your remembering, in your coming home and loving that inner child, that self-realized being. That is what this work has been all about. And that's what this life is about. That's why you came. Yeah. And a lot of us, you know, I, like I said, I'm always amazed. I, you know, you and I were talking about this before we went live today, is just the growth that has taken place just even in the last weeks where I've been, mm-hmm. and what I've been through just in the last weeks and where I am right now. I'm looking back and I'm going, wow, brilliant. Yeah.
Exactly. You've been doing amazing, wonderful things, haven't you? And again, you've looked at yourself and what you need, and you've given yourself what you need. Rest and recuperating and time to actually focus, and that's the balance, isn't it? You know, you're capable of being amazing and doing amazing things for other people, but you have to get that balance with making sure that your needs are met as well.
Yeah.
And then you can go on to carry on. Otherwise you just burn out, don't you? You can't do it all. So it's perfect that you've been doing that.
Yeah. And this is the part that I really feel like that's the specialty. And I think we all need to get to that self-mastery, to get into that space where we know how to communicate with our shadow self. Mm. We know how to communicate with our divine self. We know how to communicate because it starts there. And then when we're relating with other people, that we know how to communicate what our needs are, what our boundaries are, what it is that we need and what it is that we stand for. And then we stand strong in that. And it's all created from the inner circle. It's all created from the inner life, from the inner circle. And that's where it all begins. So it's hard to believe that it's been 22 minutes.
I know. I just noticed that.
You have some questions.
Yes, I have actually. As you know, I talk to lots of people about this. Lots of people come up and ask me questions because they've listened to what we're talking about. And it does go on quite nicely from what we've been talking about, actually. I've been asked about, we've talked a bit about, you know, meeting our own needs and everything, and talking about joining in with fun and play and having our joy and our bliss, those needs met. So that goes from obviously rest and being heard to actually taking it a step further, if you like, and actually going, right, I want to just be, I want to have fun, I want to play. Now for myself, actually, mm-hmm. I was asked, like, how does this play out for you? And when I was a child, I know that when I'm looking back, I just wanted to be an adult. I wanted to have responsibilities. I wasn't really interested in playing that much. I was trying to be something I wasn't. So I wasn't really doing it much. You know, a lot of people say go back to childhood, that's what you do. And then as an adult, I turned into a people pleaser. So again, I wasn't looking at my needs. So I actually found it quite hard when my inner being was going, play, just have fun, just relax, chill, you know, that kind of thing. I found that quite hard. So that's something that I've had to learn. And for me, it was actually that I needed to let go of the guilt that surrounded that. Actually just going, I just want to concentrate on me and do something just for me, that me time, you know, that kind of thing. So it's something that I do with a lot of my clients now, actually recognizing where the guilt comes in and letting it go, like you were talking earlier about releasing. It's very powerful, isn't it? So, I mean, how does that work for you, Cornelia? We've talked about rest, talked about getting your needs met. How do you find your fun and your joy and your bliss? How does it work for you?
Well, a couple things I'm going to answer that question, but first, go back to, I think it's episode 7 or episode 8, when we talked about guilt, and that in this universe, we don't do guilt.
We don't do that word. Yes.
We don't, you know, I have to remind it. No, we don't do that.
Exactly.
It's not something that we choose to feel, because guilt is a useless feeling and program that doesn't serve the physical body and doesn't keep your immune system high, because you're in guilt, you're probably in the lowest vibration you can be, aside from shame. So the way that I love to have fun is, you know, if I'm feeling grief or if I'm feeling trauma or if I feel like I'm not getting my needs met, first thing I have to do is get my needs met and get to feeling good. Then, you know, I'm not going to just right away, if I'm feeling like this, I'm not going to right away go and jump into fun, because that's not how it works. First, I have to, because they call that, you know, spiritual bypassing or gaslighting or whatever. But that's not how it works. So for me, I will dive into the grief. I'll dive into the pain. I'll dive into whatever is here so I can clear that energy, get some rest, get to feeling good, and get my energy back up. And then I'm going to reach out, either where I'm going to go in nature and have a great hike or do a dance, or I'm going to sing a song, or I'm going to reach out to the people that are in my sphere of influence, and I'm going to tell them how much I love them, and I'm going to express my love to them, which that to me is always a play. That's to me always makes me feel good. It's playful, because think about it. If I can be in my fun and have and giggle and have fun and in my joy, I'm going to be expressing how significant you are in my life. And I think you and I, we have that, because I do that with you. It's again, modeling, because I tell you and I appreciate you and I show you that I love you. To me, that is fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. It opens it up, doesn't it? It's freeing, isn't it? And I think I really agree with you. And I think maybe people wouldn't see fun as maybe that simple in a way. You know, it's like you have to do an activity to have fun. You have to be doing something. But actually, it's a feeling, isn't it? It's a state of mind. It's being in your joy, being in your bliss, whatever that happens to be. So it is. So, yeah, you've just explained that beautifully. And I love that. So hopefully people will get that. You know, but you do need to, as you said, you need to get your rest first. You need to get your needs met. And then, if anything, the joy and the bliss comes quite easily, doesn't it? So that's that, it sort of comes naturally.
So you know, and that's the thing. Like right now, you know, I've been restoring, I've been healing, I've been clearing, and I've been resting. And like now I can feel that I want to reach out. I want to express. I want to connect. I want to play. I want to sing some of my favorite songs. I want to go, you know, do goofy things, have fun, do these kinds of things, because there's definitely, that's definitely a part of being a self-realized, being an awake person that knows that that is also a big piece for our raising our immune system, having fun, and raising our vibration. But so, we have just a couple minutes.
Yes, we've got a couple of minutes, haven't we, before we finish? Doesn't it go so quickly when we're having fun?
So Nadine, where can people find you quickly?
Yes, look at my Karma Self YouTube channel. Everything's on there. All of these talks that me and Cornelia have had are on there. So look back at the old ones. Put some comments on, share it with your loved ones, because there's valuable information here. And how can everybody find you, Cornelia? What's the best place to look for you?
Well, first, I want to invite the ladies that are ready to join us in the spiritual meetup group for women. They can come and join us. You're part of that group.
I am. It's wonderful. It's so beautiful. Yeah.
So we meet once a month on Saturdays, and that's the second Saturday of every month at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And the call usually lasts anywhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours. So you can join us there. You can message me on, private message me on Facebook, or email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And, you know, and I'll send you a link where you can join us. It's free. It's a place for you to, a safe place for you to get your needs met, safe space for you to be heard and for you to be held in with other women that are absolutely loving on you like crazy, building strong relationships with women around the world. And it's just a wonderful place to be. So thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. Nadine.
Thank you. I've loved it. Thank you so much, Cornelia. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. See you next time. Ciao.